Gemara of Mitziah Daf Chav Zayin. Today, I'm doing something in Mishpat. And that's the Kenati Yafa Batzara. That's your site is today. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden Amen. Today, I'm doing something in Mishpat. Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden Amen. Rufa Shlema Hayim Aharon Ben Le'a Ve Tara Bat Meira. Ena Rafa Adem for the left. Gufa Adem Kana Malu Mechini Nesom Amar Amen. Begin today's daf on what do we say? A guy buys food from his friend. What happened when he bought the food from his friend? He found money in it, we said. So the deen is, you keep the money. It's only talking about what you bought from the merchant. Why? Because he bought it from somewhere else, and there were many transactions to Legat over here. So therefore, you don't know where it came from. And she says, "She'afu lakatevu azum anashim arve." He also bought the wheat from many people. Ve'lo yadia demaninu. You don't know what it belongs to. Ve'cheva delidbu siman. There's no siman on the money. Therefore, there is yush. Aval lokeh bebalabad. But if you bought it from a personal guy, a guy has a field in his backyard, he cut the wheat and gave it, and there's money in it. Hayav lahazir. You got to give it back. Who it came from? I mean, the owner is not going to make yush. Because I was the only guy in the transaction. When you bought it from the merchant. Yeah, that's a good question. He said, what are you talking about? The Balabayit, he threshes the wheat himself, and he also has many people in the process. The guy who threshed it, and the guy who cut it, and the guy who did all the work. So therefore, we'll say for the same reason, the Balabayit's going to make Yush, because when the guy finds the money, there's so many people over here involved in the process, and there's no siman, how's he going to be able to recover it? Which is, the Balabai doesn't do all the processes. This is a good question. If he Balabai, I'm there, so he tells him back, Ismiye? What? Should I erase this blighter? It was a blighter. The blighter clearly said that, V'chen tari kamed av nahman. Lo shena ela v'loke amin abtagar, v'balabai. Well, should I erase this blighter? Ismiye? Amale, no, don't erase it. You can explain it. Tetargem matnitin kigon shedashen ha'idei avdo v'shefhato ha'kena'anim. Make it very simple. Yeah, they were goyim that did it. His servants, or goyim. And therefore, whatever they do, it belongs to him. Therefore, he's not going to make yush. Because they cut it, they grounded it. Now what? Now, by mistake, his money got mixed up into the file. He sold it to somebody. Now, this guy over here, oh, you bought it from a balabayit. You got to return it. Why? There were so many people in the process. The shoy made yush. Well, who's in the process? His hands were in the process. His servant and people that are in his jurisdiction. So if he's not going to make yush, okay. Mishnah. When it talks about returning a lost object, it says many different examples. And one of the examples it says is simla. But if you find a dress, you have to return the dress. It says, "Kol avedat achicha." Why did it have to specify simla? Isn't simla under the general rule that you have to return all objects? Why then does the Torah have to specifically say simla? So the Mishnah says, "Afa simla ita bechlal kol elu." The dress was included in all those objects. Belama yatzat. So why then does the Torah separate simla? The hakish elea lomal lechama simla miyuchadet sheish ba simanim. A dress becomes the paradigm example of a lost aveda that you have to return. A dress, number one, has a siman. So we learn that all avedot that have a siman you have to return. And it has a toveya, meaning there's somebody that is still claiming it, as opposed to something that became hefker, or the guy made it ready, yush. So just like a simla has two things, siman and a claimer, rule, any item that has a siman and still has somebody claiming it, meaning he didn't make yush yet, you're obligated to return it. That's the hadush of simla. Okay, my bichlal kol elu. Oh, now the Gemara says, what do you mean the dress was included in all these? What are you talking about? Amar Rav bichlal kol avedat ahicha. Because the pasuk clearly says kol avedat ahicha. So if it says kol avedat ahicha, you have to tell me simla. Or to teach me the rules. Amar Rav, lama li dechtav rachman ashor hamor seiv simla. Oh, okay. What about everything else? It says in the pasuk shor, an ox, a hamor, a seiv, simla. What are all these cases for? Well, Sadiq, you need all of them. Iket Ivrahmana Simla. Iftur, I just would have wrote Simla. Avamina Hani Midi Be'edin De Gufa. Visimanin De Gufa.
I would say that the only return an object, if the guy brings witnesses that it's his, or he brings simanim on the actual dress itself, which means it was polka dotted and it had a collar. You're giving the simanim on the item itself.
However, aval hamor be'edin de'ukaf, v'simanim de'ukaf, ema lo me'adrinande.
But I would say, let's say a guy lost a hamor, and he comes and he has witnesses that the saddle is his. So there you're giving a proof, not on the hamor itself, on an accessory of the hamor, or you're giving a siman on the saddle. I would think maybe you don't give the hamor back. So you give back the hamor, even if you didn't give the siman on the hamor itself, and you gave it only on a accessory, that's considered already, you give it back. Okay, we have to continue. Why does it say shor and se?
Shor da'afidu legizat znavo.
Shor comes and teaches me that you have to return the whole object. You cannot even keep the hair on the tail. The guy that finds it has no rights to keep anything. You have to give back even the little hair that's on the tail of the animal.
V'seh legizotav.
And sheep comes and teaches me also that the guy that finds it cannot keep the shearings. The Gemara says, wait.
V'lichtov rachman ha-shor, da'afid legizat zanavo, because you can say legizotav.
If you're telling me that shor, you can't even keep the little hairs on the tail, or the mosso, you don't have to tell me sin and I can't keep the shearings.
El amar Rava. Rava says, you don't make a douche. Hamor debor l'Rabbi Yehuda. V'se da'aveda l'devre ha-kol kashya.
You know the Masechet Baba Kama, it says by the mazik of bor. Bor, the animal falls into a bor. So, it says, shor v'hamor. So you remember the rabbis did asha by shor and hamor. A shor falls into the board, or a hamor falls into the board. So rabbis made a derasha. Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. The rabbis learned from the word hamor that you're not hayav on vessels. If vessels fell into a board, the owner is patur. Hok, board is patur on kelim. That's rabbi shita. That's what we learned from hamor. Hamor velo kelim. The bi yudah held hayav on kelim. So what do you do with hamor? Gemara says kasha. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Hamor de bor le Rabbi Yehuda. The hamor of bor. We don't know what it is. Extra. And se le devre hakol. Se of aveda. The word se of aveda in our perasha, according to everybody, is kasha. We don't know what they do with those words. Oh, I'll tell you what they do with it. Ve'ema liglalim hu de'ata. Yeah, maybe it's for the excrement. Maybe the hadush is that even the manure that comes out of the animal, you got to return that to the owner as well.
Gilalim afkure mafkar lehu.
The excrement, the guy is mafkirit. You don't care about that. You don't gotta, that's for sure you don't have to give back.
Vidilma lisimanim hudaata.
No, maybe the word seh is coming to teach you the hadush of that you the hadush that you return an item if simanim were given.
What do you mean? De bayana.
We have a famous question. Simanim de oraita or de rabbanan? Which means I would have thought could be mina Torah, you only return an object if the guy brings witnesses that it's his.
Be'edim.
Who says that just because he gives a siman? Maybe siman is not acceptable in a court. You've got to bring witnesses. So we have a famous question. Simanim, that we say you can. We know that you can return an object if the guy gives simanim. But is that a deoraita or is that rabbinical? So why don't you say from the word seh, it's coming to teach me, hadush, that even if a guy gives a siman, that'll be considered acceptable and you give it back to him and that's the deen of the Torah.
Ketav rahmana seh,
that's why it says seh da'afilu, b'simanim adrinan.
What comes the Gemara and says, b'simanim deoraita, amre.
B'simanim deoraita, and teach me what the simanim are indeed. Deoraita.
Amre, we know this already, but Mediketani Lutan Mediketani Lehu Tana Lisimanim Gabes Simla.
We learned that already from the dress. Wasn't that our Mishnah? What do you have to tell me dress? To teach me.
Ma Simla Miyuhedin. Sheesh Basimanim Vyeshna Tovim Hayavakhis. Afkodava Sheesh Basimanim Vyeshna Tovim Hayavakhis. Vamina. They say love the Simanim Udata. Right? Sam's not coming to teach you Simanim. Sam must be coming to tell you something else. Well, we don't know. Where do we learn Simanim from? From Simla. Sam's Kasha. We don't know. Comes Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. It says by Aveda, Asher Tovad. Okay? It says, Asher Tovad Miminu. That's the Pasuk. He lost it. Tovad Miminu. It's lost to him. So it was, Prat Le Aveda, She'em Ba Shaveh Peruta. And Aveda, they're focusing on the word Aveda. Something lost means something that has a value. But She'ekin, if the item is not Avud, meaning less than a Shaveh Peruta, it's not considered Aveda. So therefore, you don't have to return it. Biyuda Omer, Umsata. The fact that we call a lost object a Mitzi'ah. So one rabbi is learning it from the word Aveda, and one rabbi is learning it from Mitzi'ah, Umsata. But what are they learning both? You don't have to return an item that's less than a Shaveh Peruta. Either it's not considered Aveda, or it's not considered a Mitzi'ah. You found something. Yeah, it's nothing. You didn't find anything. That's fine. It's a Shaveh Peruta. So comes the Gemara and says, my Binah, what's the difference? What's the difference? Either way, they're learning the same item. But Abaye Mashmaut Dorshi Mikabinayu, more Nafkane Me'ashir Tovad, or Nafkane Me'misata. No, Nafkamina really. It's Nafkamina where they are Doreshit from. To him, it was more Mashmaut to be Doreshit from the word Aveda. It was more Mashmaut to learn from the word Umsata. Oh, man, the Nafkane Me'ashir Tovad, Hay Umsata Me'avidle. If you're learning it from the word Tovad, what does he do with the word Umsata? Hay Umbevele Lechde Ravnai. Gamar Ravnai, Umsata. From the word umsata, we learn over here that the item has to come to his hands. Rashi. Rashi. Data leyadeh mashma. Roll all the way in the bottom. Vafilu hachi, which means what? It has to come to your hands. You don't have the hayuv to return until satan, it's in your hands, okay? So she says, "Va'afidu achi achicha velo oved kochavim." And still, even though it came to your hands, you only have to return a lost object to a Jew and not to a oved kochavim. Ve'lametcha she'avedat kena'ani muteret. Ve'lo tema ki emut avedat kena'ani militzroa achareha emut. Aval inakteh hayav la'adure. I can learn the pasuk like this. When it says avedat achicha, it means avedat achicha velo avedat goy. So I would say, yeah, avedat goy means you don't got to get involved with it. Just walk by it. But maybe if you pick it up, you got to return it. Umsata teaches me, no, we're talking about where you picked it up. And still it says achicha, achicha velo goy. That means even after you picked it up, you're able to keep avedat goy. You understand? I could have learned the pasuk different. I could have said, avedat achicha, yeah. Jew, you got to return. Goy, walk by it. But if you picked it up, you got to return it. That's how I would have thought. That's what Umsata teaches me. No, it's in your hand already. You got it. And it says achicha to teach me, even if it's in your hand, only achicha, not the goy. Good? Kazi Gavran says, ulmai denafkale. If it's sata, hayashir tovad ma'avid. Then go the other way. According to the opinion that learns, Umsata teaches me less than a Shaveh Peruta, I have to return. What does he do with the words? Asher Tovad. How do I know if let's you have an item that got lost and it's in a raging river, slowing down the river? How do you know you can keep that item? Shneimar. V'chen ta'asir l'chol avedat achicha asher tovar mimenu umsata. מי שעבודה אמנו מצויה אצל כל אדם. יצא זו שעבודה אמנו ואינו מצויה אצל כל אדם. Good. דווקא, which items have to return? When it's lost from him, but it's found to other people. משעקן, an item that's flowing down a raging river, it's lost to everybody. And then when you happen to find it because you were lucky, you can keep it. Because it says, אשר תובד ממנו, ממנו ולא מכל אדם. אבל זה, זה עבוד. Therefore, that's the Hadush. How is he going to know the Hadush of Rav Nai that says that when you find an object of a goy, even if it got to your hand, you don't have to return it? From the extra vav. Umsata, the vav. How does the other rabbi know Rabbi Yohanan's Hadush?
that we just said that if it's lost to everybody, you don't have to return it. Naskale miminu. He learns it from the word miminu. V'idach miminu lo mashmale. And the other rabbi, he doesn't make a diuk on the word miminu. So therefore, each rabbi is covered between all the words umsata and asher tovar miminu. Everything is learned between using vav and using mimenus and using all these languages. Everything, bottom line, is learned.
Gemara continues. Let's go back for a minute. We had a machloket between Tanakama and Biyuda. They both said the same thing, but we're looking for a nafka mina. Tanakama said it said in the pasuk asher tovad. It's got to be something that's lost. It's got to be a shavet peruta. Listen to shavet peruta, you don't have to return. The other rabbi, the Yehuda, said, umsata. It has to be something that you find. It has to be value. Shavet peruta. Listen to shavet peruta, you don't have to return. So the Gemara found, asked, my benayu. Now what's the nafka mina between the two leshonot? Basically they're saying the same thing. Gemara says, mashma'ot lashon. It was more mashma to learn from the word umsata, and to the other rabbi was more mashma to learn from the word asher tovat. Now the Gemara is going to bring another nafkamin. Amar peruta shehuzla ika benayu. You have a situation of a peruta shehuzla. That means in a case where the abeda was worth a peruta at the time that it got lost, however, at the time that he found it, the guy found it, it was huzla. Okay? Man damar mashir tovad ika. If you learn from Tovad, yeah, at the time of the Aveda, at the time of the loss, it was a Shavet Peruta. Therefore, you have to return it. But if you learn from the word Umsata, at the time of the finding, it was not. That'd be enough coming out. Well, I Tovad, Umsata, cannot accept that. Which is even according to the opinion that says Asher Tovad, but it has to be that he found it when it was a Shavet Peruta. You can't tell me that if you found it less than a Shavet Peruta, just because it was worth a Shavet Peruta, Asher Tovad, you're going to have to give it back. You need Umsata. Look, Ela, we'll give a different nafkamina. Peruta Shehukra Ika Benayu. What is Ukra? Which means, in the time, let's say, the Aveda was not a Shavet Peruta at the time of the Aveda. The time that he lost it was not a Shavet Peruta. And at the time that he found it, it was a Shavet Peruta. Mandamar Umsata Ika. Kotishta says Umsata. Yeah, at the time of the finding it, it was a Shavet Peruta. Umanda Mara Asher Tovad Leka. But according to the Shita, it says Asher Tovad. At the time of the find, at the time of the losing it, it was not a Shavet Peruta. Therefore, you would not have to give it back. Gemara says Umanda Mara Umsata. Even according to the opinion that says Umsata, that it was a Shavet Peruta, Haba Inan Asher Tovad. You still need Asher Tovad Veleka, and you don't have it. Which means the Gemara basically is saying it's got to be worth a Shavet Peruta at the time of the Aveda and at the time of the Mitzi'ah. The Gemara is basically saying it's got to be worth a Shavet Peruta at the time that it was lost, and it has to be worth a Shavet Peruta at the time that it was found, because you got to deal with both words. So what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says, Ela Peruta Shehukra Vehuzla Vehazra Vehukra Ika Benayu. The case is talking about this. It was a Shavet Peruta at the time of the Aveda. So you have that. By the time he lost it, it was Shavet Peruta. In the interim, when it was on the floor, it was huzla. It went down. Then at the time that the guy picked it up, it went back up to becoming a Shavet Peruta. So it's hukra, huzla, hukra. So now, you can't ask that question, mitzi'ah, aveda, mitzi'ah. No, because at the time of the aveda, at the time of the mitzi'ah, it was a Shavet Peruta. The question is, it dipped in the middle. So Gemara says, ikamana, mandamar asher tovad, ika. According to the opinion that says Asher Tovad, yeah, at the time of the Aveda, it is indeed worth a Shavet Peruta. And at the time of the Mitzvah as well, it was worth a Shavet Peruta. No problem. You have to return it. Umandamar Umsata. Here's the key now. Ba'inam di'it ba'shi'ur Mitzvah. Mish'at Aveda va'at sha'at Mitzvah. According to the Shita that says Mitzvah, Mitziah means at the time of the Mitziah, not starting at the time of the Mitziah, from the time that it was lost, till you find that it has to be worth the Shavet Peruta. And since it dipped, once it fell on the floor, it went down, according to that Shita, you'll be patur. Even though at the time that he picked it up, Umsata, it was Shavet Peruta. But from the time of the Avedat to the Mitziah, it was Huzla. They will go to that opinion. You do not have to return it. Comes the Gemara continues. Oh, now we go to the famous sugiya of simanim. Simanim deoraita or drabanan. We always know, we're learning Elul Metziot, God gives a sign. The object was this, was that, give it back to him. Simanim, we took it for granted. We figured that was a Torah law. The Gemara says, oh, is it a Torah law or is it rabbinical? Which is maybe from the Torah, the only way you give back an object is with witnesses. Witnesses say it was this guy's object. And the rabbis maybe came along and said, oh, I will accept Simanim also. Or maybe no, maybe Simanim is indeed deoraita. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "My benai, my nafkamina. What's nafkamina?" Gemara says, "La haduru get isha besimanim. Do you return a get with simanim? Shaliach bringing a get, he loses it. Okay, the shaliach gives simanim. Do you give the get back with simanim? Let's pick it out. If you say simanim are deoraita, good. Well, give it back. No problem. If the guy gives a siman, I mean, a Torah simanim are legal, no problem. Give it back to him. Mashiach, you can say simanim ad rabbanan. That means b'deoraita, we don't rely on simanim. Now you're going to have a big problem. Why? God's going to give simanim. If you're going to give him back the get, I mean, a Torah, you weren't supposed to give this get back. Maybe this get is not the right get. And therefore, he's going to give it now to the lady. Now you're going to be matir eshet ish. So therefore, if simanim ad deoraita, good, deoraita, give it back. The deoraita, you're dealing with a deoraita lawyer. But if simanim only did a banan, we're not going to give back the get over here to the shaliach, because it could be it's a different get with the same names. Well, no, because he gave a simanim, and I thought I wouldn't trust simanim. Could be it's a similar get with the same names, the lady, the husband, and all that. And by giving it back, he's going to give it to the lady now, and it's going to be the wrong get. And therefore, you're going to be matir eshet ish. Gemara speaks out. Iyamad deoraita madrinan. If you say simanim is deoraita, give it back. Iyamad rabbanan. If you say it's Rabbanan, ki avud Rabbanan takanta b'mamona, aval b'isura lo avud Rabbanan takanta. The rabbis make takanot on monetary things because the rabbis have power on monetary things. They have a famous rule called hefker betin hefker. They have a power that even if the money doesn't belong to somebody, they can make it hefker and give it to somebody. It's the power of betin and mamon, but they can't override a deoraita law. If this get midoraita is not a get, because it's somebody else's, the rabbis can't come along and say, Simanim, give it back to him. So therefore, the question then is Simanim deoraita or not? And nafkamina, would you give a shaliach back a get with Simanim or not? That is the Gemara's question. Tashema. So we've got to bring ra'ayot now. Is Simanim deoraita or not? Tashema. We're going to bring a lot of proofs. Afa simla hayta bichlal. Our Mishnah. Simla was included in kol avedat achicha. Kol elu. Right, it was included in all elu, in all these things. So why did the Torah have to specify simla? It's the Mishnah. What's the properties of a simla? Two things. It has simanim, and it has a claimer. So therefore, that's the paradigm. Every avedah that has simanim, it has a claimer, meaning the guy that make yush, you got to return it. Oh, so what do you see? Simani must be deoraita. That's the hadush of simla in the Torah. That simanim are deoraita. That you give back an item with simanim. Gemara answers now. Tana tovim is tarich aleh. Simanim keden asba. Really, the ikar hadush of the Mishnah is tovim. To give back an item, it's got to have a claimer. If you made yeush, you don't give it back. Why did the Mishnah say simanim? Derech agav. That's not the main thing. Simanim is rabbanan. The ikar hadush of simla in the Torah is that it has tovim. So then we have no ra'ya from the Mishnah that simanim are deoraita. I can say simanim are drabanan. The ikar hadush Mishnah was that it has a claim, it has tovim. Tashema. Hamor b'simane ukaf. We learned this already on the Amud Rishon. You give back a hamor if the guy can give simanim on the ukaf, on the saddle. Oh, see what? Simanim. So you see, you give back for simanim. Simanim is deoraita. You give it back. Okay, but the answer is Emma be'ede ukaf. Change it. Instead of simane ukaf, ede ukaf. That they brought edim. That the ukaf belongs to this guy. Tashema. Ve'haya emecha ad derosh achicha oto. Okay. It says, you hold the lost object until your friend comes and claims it. So the Gemara says, v'chi ta'ali al datecha she'etenenu lo kodim she'edreshenu? Of course. What, are you going to give it to him before he asks for it? Ela darshehu im ramayhu o enu ramay. It means doresh. interrogate him. Make sure that the guy you're giving it back to is not a crook. How would you interrogate him? My love, the simanim. Ella, you must ask him for simanim. So you see, the Torah is what? A proponent that what? Interrogate the guy to get simanim. So simanim is the oraita. Lo, be edim. No, interrogate him, say, bring edim, and I'll give you back the item. So again, so far we have unsuccessfully proven, we haven't proven anything over here yet. Tashema, en me'edim el arpatsu fapanim ima hotem. Okay, we're talking about Ben Menan, a person, a lady claims that her husband died, and she wants to get remarried, and there's a corpse over here. So they have to identify the body. So the Gemara Yibam Mot said, you only, and the witnesses come along and say, we testify that this is the guy. How do they testify? He says, you only can testify on the face with the nose. The nose has to be intact, because then you can recognize the face. Even though he might have simanim on his body, even though he has simanim on the, you know, the clothes that he was wearing, that's not enough. Simanim, you need, not simanim, you need to actually have a siman on the face, identify the face. Shema minna, simanim, lav deoraita. So you see over here, you need the witnesses to actually identify the guy. It's not enough to say, oh, he was wearing this type of clothes, or he has a certain siman on the goof. So you see, simanim is not deoraita. You have to actually make a identification on the guy himself, but not on a siman. So you see, simanim must be drabbanan. Good? Because amre gufo de aruch vegutz. No, when it came to gufo, really I tell you, simanim is deoraita. The reason why gufo doesn't work, a siman on his goof, it meant that you're saying he's either tall or short. Tall or short is not a siman. Because everybody, a lot of people that are tall or short, that's not enough. Kelav, and you can't give a siman on what he was wearing, haishinan l'she'ela. Because maybe he borrowed these clothes from somebody else, and therefore, just because you see him wearing these clothes, does not mean that that's the guy that died. Because clothes are subject to being borrowed. If you're gonna say borrowing, people lend out things, so therefore how could you, when a guy gives a siman on the ukaf, on the saddle, what do you mean? Maybe the saddle was borrowed. Why are you giving back the hamor? Maybe he lent out the saddle to somebody else, maybe it's not his hamor. Amre ukaf lo she'ule inche. Amre ukaf, regarding ukaf, lo she'ule inche ukfa. People don't lend out an ukaf. Why not? Mishum de meskav le lehamra. It causes the hamor to get scabs. It gets irritation because it doesn't fit. So therefore, well, not when a guy gives a siman on the ukaf, this is hamor. You don't lend it out. Mashaken clothes could be you lend out. That's why we said in Gibarayi Bamot over there. The reason why we're not going to let the lady get remarried only when you have edim on the actual face itself, because the guy's giving a siman. He was short, he was tall. A big deal, that's not a siman. Or you're going to give a siman, he was wearing these clothes. That's not a ayah. Could be it was the clothes of the guy who was alive, really, and he lent it out to this guy. And then we have no idea, maybe the husband's still alive.
The real simanim would work?
Yeah, real simanim is the oraita, but these simanim are not simanim b'chlal. Kabras ibaitema, or I could tell you, kelav b'chivare u'psumke. Right. But the siman of the clothes was, they were white or they were red. That's not a siman. Clothes, you tell me what color clothes he wore? That's not a raya. Many people have red clothes, and many people have white clothes. But really, a regular siman could be siman deoraita. But by identifying a met, that's not even considered a siman. El hadetanya. Oh, we learned in a braita. We're talking about a shaliyah that is bringing a get. What happened? The shaliyah misplaced the get. He didn't find the get. All of a sudden, later on, he's looking through his stuff. So he finds the get, and he finds it attached to his wallet. And he was like tied to his wallet. He sees it attached to his ring. You see, the get is attached to his personal possession. So we say, oh, Mr. Ma, that's the get. What is it doing with his possession? Therefore, we say, give it. So Gemara says, Tatanya, Mitzahot Kashut Bekis. He found it attached to his pocket, or Be'anik, or his wallet. Ub Tabat, Oshem Mitzahot Ben Kelala Filos Mamiruba. Even if it's after a long time, Kashir. But if you're going to suspect that people lend out their items, even if you found it attached to his pocket where he puts his money, why don't you suspect that he lent out his wallet to somebody, and that get is really somebody else's get? If you say people lend out their items, so how can you tell me you give the get? Could be it's somebody else. When he lent out the wallet, the guy forgot his get to it, and he gave it back to the shaliach. He says, oh, let me give this to this lady. But no, that get really belongs to somebody else. Amre people's Gemara says, Kis ve'aniki ve'tabat lo mishale inche. People don't let out their wallets and do not lend out their rings. They don't do it. Why? Kis ve'aniki mishum de misamne. Because people are superstitious. They think when you lend out your wallet, you're lending out your mazal with it. Therefore, they don't want to lend out their mazal. The guy's a good mazal, he lends his wallet out, he thinks his mazal is going to go with it. Therefore, he won't lend it out. V'tabat mishum de mizayef. He's worried about counterfeit. Meaning what? We're not talking about a ring over here, we're talking about a signet ring. We're worried that if you lend out the ring, they're going to forge the signet. Now the guy's going to be starting to stamp documents in the other guy's name. So therefore, you don't lend out such a personal thing, which is a signet ring, because you're worried about counterfeit. Okay, so back to Gemara, we did not prove yet a simanim deoraita or the rabbanan. So Gemara says, lema ketaneh. Let's say that this subject of simanim is deoraita or not. Maybe it's a machloket amongst the tanaim. Let's try. En me'idim ala shuma. Okay, what's shuma? A guy died. Or a lady wants to get married, right? So they have a dead body over here, so they want to identify the body. So a shuma is like a mole? Beauty mark? What would you call a shuma?
A wart.
Okay, good. The dead body has a wart. So the Gemara says, "En me'idim ala shuma." A wart is not a good siman. You say, he has a wart on his elbow and all that. That's no ra'ya. Elazar bin Mahabai omed me'idim ala shuma. And Elazar bin Mahabai says, you can. My Rabbah can be pulge. The Tanakh Masala Simanim de Rabbanan, the Razab Mabai Sarah Simanim Doraita. Bingo, there's a Malokit. Which according to Shita, Tanakh Kamara says, you can't rely on a war because Siman. Siman's Rabbanan. We're not going to let a lady get remarried now based on a Siman. And El Azab bin Mahabai that says, you can. He must hold Simanim is Doraita. There you go, Malokit Anaim. Amalava, no. They call the Alma Simanim de Oraita. I can tell you what everybody else Simanim is de Oraita. The Machloket by the wart is different. People that are born the same age at the same time sometimes get the same birth defects. Now the question is how common is that? So therefore, Mor Savar Shuma Mitsuya Bebengilo. The first opinion says it's common that people of the same age have the same birth defects, and therefore you have no idea that's the guy. Just because she's giving a siman, or they're giving a siman, there was a wart. Who knows? Many people of that age and that time could have got it, therefore you don't trust it. Mor Savar Shuma Eno Mitsuya Bebengilo. And the other, she says, no, that's not so common that you're going to find two people the same age that have the same birth defect. So therefore, everybody can hold simanim is Doraita, but here by the wart, you have a different machloket. Is it considered a siman? Or not because of the Bengilo factor. Well, I can tell you what everybody holds that what? It's uncommon that two people will have the same defect, even of the same age. So what's the machloket? The argument over here is birth defects change after death. So with the way they look like before when the guy was alive, it's not necessarily they look the same after death. And the Lamortzava Simanim Asim Nishtanot Nahamita. So therefore you have no ra'ya. You're saying a wart could be, it changed. And therefore it could be this is somebody else. Which we have no ra'ya. These things over here are asuim lishtanot. They don't stay the same after mita. That she says over here, im b'chayav hayta shuma shechora b'moton nasit lebana o ipuch. It could be black when he was alive. And after he dies, it turns white. And therefore, you're not going to matir a lady to get married based on a siman over here that you gave a siman, and it could be it changed. Other she says, no, they don't change. And therefore, a siman is indeed a good siman, and therefore she'll be able to get remarried. I give another answer. Well, I can tell you the defects do not change after hamita. Simanim drabbanan. Oh. And I'll tell you, really, everybody holds simanim or the rabbanan. So what's the matter with haka b'shuma siman muvhaku kamepalget? Now let me speak something out clear to you. Even the opinion that will say simanim is the rabbanan, but if you give a very good siman, that's called siman muvhak. Even they'll agree it's the oraita. When we say siman, the rabbanan means a regular simanim, but there's some type of simanim that very good simanim, and that's the machloket over here. Maybe everybody else simanim is the rabbanan, and the machloket is how do you look at a wart? Is a wart considered a very good siman or not? Mor savar shuma siman muvhaku, or mor savar shuma lav siman muvhaku. And that's the machloket. Is it a very good siman or not? Okay, good. So therefore, basically, we still haven't proven that it's even a machloket amongst the tanaim, and we're still back to the old question: is simanim deoraita or is simanim the Rabbanan. Rava. Rava Kadoma says, Imtim Silama Simanim Lav de Oraita. If you want to say that Simanim is not the Oraita, Hechi Madirin Avita Bisimanim. Oh, very good question. If you want to say Simanim is Rabbanan, then what's the pshat? Why did the rabbis institute that you return an object with Simanim? You should make a law. Guy comes to give Simanim, take a walk. We don't accept Simanim. Why did the rabbis institute? Give us the logic. Why did Hachem would institute that you return an Avedah with Simanim if it's really not Deoraita? Gemara says, simple logic. The guy who finds an object, it's pleasing for him to give back an item b'simanim, kihechi dechi avdale ledide. So when he loses something, namen nehederu le b'simanim, which is he's comfortable to return an object b'simanim because it'll come around to him one day also. He'll lose something, he'll be able to recover it with simanim. So the Gemara says that makes no sense. Amar le Rav Safra le Rava, v'chi adam ose tova le'atzmo b'mamon she'eno shelo. What does that mean? Because it's pleasing for the guy, so we're going to make a takana that he's going to be able to give somebody else's item to somebody else because it's good for him? Which means this item, Reuven found an item. You know what? Reuven doesn't mind to give it to Shimon because, you know, one day he'll lose an item. What do you mean? Because it's pleasing for Reuven, so we're going to give an item back to someone that maybe belongs to Levi. That doesn't make sense. Ela nihale leba'al aveda. It's the reverse. The guy who lost the item, the Baal Aveda, it's pleasing. He's happy with this rule. He's confident. The guy who lost the object, he likes the Simanim rule. You know why? Because he says to himself like this, who knows the Simanim besides me? For the few guys out there that are crooks, that might, you know the Simanim, I'm willing to take a risk. Give me the item back with Simanim. He knows, first of all, he doesn't have witnesses. Witnesses are hard to produce. Not everybody knows the simanim muvakim of my item. And I'll give simanim. Right. So therefore, it's really a takana. The Baal Aveda, he's happy. Not for him. Okay, if you're willing to work with the Simanim, so the rabbis will make a takanah to your benefit. It is benefit. He says, listen, I trust the system. I'm not going to get burnt so much. Because what? You're right. Could be there's a crook that's going to come along and give Simanim, by the way, and he knows it, then I'm out. But you know what? I'm willing to take the risk. Okay, so if the Baal Avedah is willing to take the risk, the rabbis make a takanah to help him. Why not? But we have a Mishnah. Rabban Shimon Megam Yolomit. Ehad Halo. We had all these cases already. Again, the Gemara is going to bring questions out like this. So you're telling me a rule. The guy who lost the object is happy with the Simanim Takana, right? He's willing to go with Simanim. He's not worried that he can get hurt from such a thing. Gemara, I'll show you a case where he definitely is not going to be happy with the Simanim rule. What's the case? We learned already. Echad halovim shlosha. What was the case? A guy borrowed from three people. It was three shtarot, okay? One borrower. He borrowed from three different people. Who did he give it back to? The borrower. Yazid al-Loveh. Makes sense, right? Because it's one borrower, three different lenders. Stamma, it fell from the borrower. You give it back to him. Look at the other case. Shlosha shilavu min ha'echad. But three different borrowers from one lender. Who do you give the shtarot back to? Yazid al-Malveh. Now again, what's the case? The Malveh obviously is giving a siman. Right? The Malveh comes along and says, oh, by the way, those are mine. And he gives a siman, we give it back to him. Now, I ask you a question. The guy who lost it, let's say it's the Loveh. He's not happy with this. The Loveh over here is not happy that they're giving it back to the Malveh, because what's going to happen? He's got to pay out now. Which means sometimes simanim work against the guy that lost it. Which is, if the Loveh lost it, let's say the Loveh really lost these items. Right? The Malveh comes along and says, here's a siman. You're going to give back to the Malveh. Are you going to tell me in this case? The Malveh says, you know, I'm happy with simanim. You know, because, what are you happy with simanim? Because you went with simanim now you're going to have to pay. Again, could be you paid already. So therefore, not all cases could you say that the guy who lost the item is niha to make a takana of simanim. Amar le na hatam sevarau. There we go with logic. Echad alove mishlosha yazil alove. Degabe alove shkichi. Gabe malve lo shkichi. Which means, go after the logic. When a guy borrows from three different people, who do you think it belongs to? Logic says it fell from the love. Because where did it fall from? What is he doing? He's one guy that borrowed from three different people. He's holding the shtarot. Logic says it fell from the love. And the opposite is also true. Three guys that borrowed from one guy. Which means there, it is a logic behind it. Why are you going to return it to each one of the or the malveh? Comes the Gemara and says, so therefore, don't ask me a question from that. There, go with Sevara. Sevara says, listen, you found three shtarot from one loveh, give it to the loveh. Three shtarot from one malveh, give it to the malveh. That is not a that's not going with Sevara. Amen.